you're going to do it anyway. And then if it starts making you money down the road, then it's just a plus. And then you start to live on your own terms and find true happiness in that moment. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Start It Up Podcast, episode number 3. Today we're going to talk about finding and staying the course on your way to success by finding your purpose, all right? So, to get a little bit more in depth on that, we're going to talk about finding your life path, how to get on it, and how to explore it. All right, so before we begin, as always, please follow me on social media. I'll put my handles below on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. I put up vlogs. I try to put one up at least once a week about my journey, where I'm going. And we're going to start putting these up on YouTube as well. So if you're more of a YouTube person, you should be able to find us there. And as always, the promo code for www.startsomethingco.com. Use promo code STARTITUP for 15% off your order. And that is only for the podcast audience. Again, Start It Up. Go to www.startsomethingco.com. Take a look around. Show your motivation and your purpose in your clothing today. So today, and probably for the next foreseeable podcast, I want to start with a positive thought or a positive quote to set the mood for the conversation we're about to have. So today's positive quote, and I'm not sure who wrote this, I apologize for that, it's just something I saw, is this: when your inner compass points in the way of passion, you are going to find the other people who have a strong inner compass. Meaning, if you follow your pull towards your passion, towards following that, making that your purpose, you're going to find other people who do the same. They're going to help you, you're going to help them, and you guys can succeed together. And what we're talking about today is finding your purpose and how to make that a reality. What's going to move you forward so that you can take your purpose and make it your full-time job so you can live life on your own terms. All right, so we're going to get right into it. Today, I'm going to tell you guys a story about a buddy of mine. His name is Shane, and recently he hit me up because he needed some guidance, needed a second opinion on some life events he's got going on. He grew up in Illinois and recently moved to Texas to start up a new life, and Shane is 20, about to be 21, I believe. And again, he called me for advice about moving forward, about, you know, some of his options he's got being given to him right now, where I think he should go and why, just trying to get another opinion. So, like I said, he moved to Texas, and he moved there by transferring buildings through where he works. And we used to work together. So he still works for the same company, but transferred locations from the Illinois area down to Texas. So it's his first time being on his own, his first time having his own place, not having his parents over his shoulder. So, of course, there's a lot going on with that. And at his new place of work, they're not treating him like a tenured employee. They're treating him like a brand new employee, even though he had been working for the company at another building for quite some time already before he moved there, over a year, probably about a year and a half before he went to the new location. So he applied for some assistant management positions, trying to move up in the world, and they're just not giving him a shot, you know, treating him like a brand new employee, coming in off the street. So he called me and he's like, "Matt, I don't know what to do. I'm trying to move forward in my life. Right now I'm just kind of being held stagnant, but I reached out to someone the other day. I have a connection in Kansas City in Missouri, and I was thinking about moving back to the Midwest to go to that building in Kansas City because I've got more opportunities there. I've got more leads." So my first question to him was, well, where does your heart lie? Does it lie in the personal development or does it lie in the culture that you found in Texas? Because he tells me that he loves the culture down there. He loves the area, the people he meets, totally in love with the area. So again, I pose the question, you know, do you want to move forward in your career as a professional or do you want to stay in your place that you found that you absolutely love? You know, you say that it's your kind of people. And he said, that's exactly why I called you. I've been having issues with trying to figure out where I want to go, why, when, how. You know, he was kind of all jumbled about it. So the beautiful thing, what Shane likes to do is photography. All right, Shane's an awesome photographer. He's been really hitting up some of these spots. He used to photograph Chicago a lot before he left. He's been photographing down in Texas now in the San Antonio area. And he's really good with urban landscapes and capturing some awesome colors, some awesome views of urban scapes and cityscapes. So I told him, you know, it's all about finding purpose. You know, what is it that you do every day just because you love it, regardless of getting paid or not? And he tells me that he loves, you know, taking photos and doing photography. He does it all the time and has a photography page on Instagram. It's growing a little bit. He wants to push it further, but, you know, that's what he does for his hobby. And I said, have you ever thought about taking that and running with it? Like, obviously, if you love it and you're going to do it, whether you're getting paid for it or not, like, that's your purpose, is to tell the story of the world through a camera lens. And he kind of got quiet for a minute and asked me to elaborate for him. So I said, what if you could monetize taking photographs? What if you could make that your job? And he wanted some more elaboration. So I gave him some ideas, and I'm going to run through those with you guys right now, because there's a lot of ways to monetize what you love to do. Literally, you can make money doing anything. We live in such an awesome day and age that you can wake up obsessed with something, no matter what it is, and find a way to make money by doing that, becoming an expert in that field and talking about it, or having awesome skills in that field and showing them off. And I said, Shane, you're really good with photography. He doesn't think he's quite up to par yet. So I said, practice. You know, do some practice runs. An awesome way to do that is by reaching out to people in your area or even just traveling around town. And when you see people outside, skateboarders, BMX riders, or even people having a small event, you know, just call them up or walk up to them and say, hey, you know, I'm a photographer. I would love to shoot this for you for free. All you got to do is give me credit on Instagram, on Facebook, and I'll get all these photos together for you. I'll email them to you. You know, what's your email? Get it all set up. And then just start shooting away, man. Practice makes perfect, right? Of course, none of us are perfect, but you can become a master in your craft by repeatedly going through the motions and doing it every day until you find a better eye, until you find a new perspective on things people don't normally see. Different camera angles, different filters, different lighting, just a way that makes things look different. That's what catches the eye with photography. You can take 5 pictures of the same mountain, but if you take them, 4 of them from the ground and 1 from the air, people are going to gravitate usually towards the one that's different. So find a way to follow your purpose and become a master at it, become different at it, and monetize that. And moving forward, I said, when you move from Illinois to Texas, what did you bring with you? You know, how much do you have? And he said, I bought a couple backpacks and duffel bags, loaded up bare necessities, my computer, my camera, clothes, and I hauled ass down to Texas. That's what I did. And I said, that's perfect, man. Like, you've got little to no responsibility other than to yourself. You're not in a long-term relationship. You don't have children at this point, and the only thing tying you down is needing money to live, to buy food, to support yourself. So what you want to do is work a job for now, get better and better at your photography until you can make that your full time. You know, you want to find your purpose and run with it. So he's already living pretty minimalistically. Now, I set him up a page on 2020.com. If you're interested in going to see it, it's 2020.com/Shane's Life Photos. 2020.com/Shane's Life Photos. You can see a couple of his photos up there. I'll link more in the description below, but I digress. Let's go back a little bit. I helped him set up that page to where he can sell some of his photos royalty free, get his name out there, told him start practicing, start shooting people, and just have people tag you up and promote you on Instagram and Facebook when they use your work. And promote the hell out of yourself and put your name out there so that people in the area know where to find you, how to get a hold of you, and how to book you for events. And if you've ever heard of Gary Vaynerchuk, he has this awesome concept called the jab, 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 right hook. And this is kind of what I broke down for Shane. The three jabs being give, 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 and the left hook being ask, right? So you give, give, give some free shoots, some free photos, and eventually people are going to be reaching out to you and asking to book you. And at that point, you can start charging, you know, $100, $200 an hour, whatever it is, depending on how long the event is. Or if they want you to stay all day, you can say, hey, I'll do the whole event for X amount of dollars. Or I'll shoot 100 photos for $200, you know, whatever it may be. You know, you could set your own prices. That's the beauty of being your own boss and living on your own terms. Now, if you can book a couple shoots a week, or even, you know, 3 or 4 days a week, you're going to be making some pretty decent money, enough to live off of. And especially if you're living minimalistically, you can kind of nomad it and go wherever and find work where you are. I mean, there's so many people that will travel, and as they're traveling, just pick up these jobs and keep going. You know, you could, as you're traveling, take more cityscapes, take more landscape pictures, you could sell those. I told him, you know, walk up to people on the street that are having coffee, some approachable looking people, and say, hey, I'm a photographer. I like to document my life through my camera lens. I like to tell the story of the good in the world, you know, whatever it is you feel you should say, and ask them, could I take a couple photos of you guys that I could put up on my Instagram just for a lovely couple that I saw today enjoying each other's company? You know, some people are going to say no, but you may get the occasional yes, and you can get an awesome opportunity for some candid photos just by hanging out and asking people, is it okay if I take pictures while you guys do your thing and eat or drink your coffee, right? Everyone's used to having a camera around. We have beautiful cameras in our pockets. You might even be listening to me on your camera device right now. Cameras are everywhere. Nobody even second guesses when you look at them. So start building a name, learn your craft by giving away services for free. After providing free services a few times, start charging and start really making a name for yourself. Start doing it big. Go pro, right? Because if you want to make it, you got to go pro. Get the right gear, do it the right way, but work in the meantime to save up for that gear, keep going, and just keep grinding. Find that purpose that drives you, that lets you get out of your shell, that when you're doing it, whether you are getting paid or not, you're enjoying it. You're loving life. You're loving what you're doing. For Shane, that's photography. For me, it's giving people motivation and helping them see the next stage of their life, as I was doing for Shane. So I got, you know, copious amounts of fulfillment and purpose out of this call. I thought it was going to be a little 10-minute phone call. We ended up staying on the phone for about 2 hours discussing some strategies. And long story short, I actually ended up becoming his social media planner. So I'm helping him run his Instagram and his Facebook. helping him put his name out there for free because it's something I'm learning that I enjoy doing. Again, that goes back to the same principle as I told Shane to give away some services for free and then start charging. So right now I'm giving him my services for free so I can learn. And that's what you should do too, no matter what it is that you love to do. Find a way to do it for free. Get your name out there, because the longer you can hold off monetizing just because you love doing it so much, if you can hold off and give away your stuff for free for as long as possible and build a huge audience before you start charging, that is how you win the game, because everyone else charges from the get-go. And if you're giving away the same or better information for free, you're going to build a large audience. And once you have that large audience, then after they trust you and they love your work, then you can start charging and they're ready to support you because they like what you do. That's how a very good business gets started, by trust, building a foundation off of your purpose and your motivation to help people do XYZ better or live better by doing XYZ. That's all it's about. Find a problem, make a solution, find who's got the problem, and give them the solution. Bam, bingo. That's where that whole conversation went to. So again, guys, a couple key takeaways that were in the conversation that I'm going to put in here at the end is keep doing it always. If it's not making you money, it doesn't matter because you love doing it. So keep doing it. And if it's something that you're trying to do to make you money, but you don't love doing it, honestly, you should probably stop. Find something you really enjoy doing and pursue that path, because finding purpose is much better than trying to chase money. Because if you're chasing money and it's not coming in after 6 months to a year, 99% of people give up because they're usually spending money to try to make money. And when they're not making it back, it's putting a dent in their wallet and they don't like it. Now, if you're spending money to do something you love to do, you're going to do it anyway. And then if it starts making you money down the road, then it's just a plus. And then you start to live on your own terms and find true happiness in that moment by doing what it is you love to do and making money off of that so that you can live again on your terms. All right. So if it scares you to think about chasing your purpose and diving into that and making that your full-time job, your full-time income, if that scares you, good. It should. And that means that you should do it. Humans don't like the unknown. We fear what's down the end of the dark hallway. But that is where learning lies in life, is at the end of a tunnel that you don't know what the end is at, because when you get there, that's when you learn your lesson. Learning comes from the unknown. It's a beautiful thing. So guys, again, I really appreciate you listening to this. I hope you got some key takeaways. If you want me to elaborate on anything, or if you want me to help you try to figure out what your next step is, maybe try to be your social strategist or life strategist as I'm doing for Shane, DM me on Instagram, on Facebook, wherever you want to find me. Watch my vlogs on YouTube, comment on there. I would love to get in touch with you, because I get so much fulfillment by helping people that right now I haven't made a course, I haven't started charging for this, and eventually I probably will, because that is where my fulfillment lies, and that is where my area of expertise is helping guide people through their times of darkness and helping them see what the next stage of their life is. So again, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on YouTube, Snapchat. I'm going to put them all below. and I would love to talk to you, learn a bit about you, and see what I can do to help you today. So that's the end of story time, guys. I really hope you enjoyed a little bit of Shane's story. And until next time, I'm going to be thinking about you guys and what we're going to bring to the table. We got some awesome things coming up in the next couple weeks or so. We're going to have our first interview done with somebody else who's in a similar space to me in the business world. And it's going to be really cool to talk with them and learn their story. So I hope you guys will enjoy that. Please subscribe. Please leave some feedback. I'd really like to know what you guys think about this. If you guys have suggestions, some light criticism, if you've got compliments, whatever it is, I'd love to hear them and get your honest feedback on the podcast. Until next time, I hope you're winning today, and I hope you win every single day.